We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular. Double feature.
It's a story spectacular double feature. Today's stories are The Shape Escape and The Shape Caper. If you enjoy this Ship Shape episode, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the imaginative show you can take on the go. Listen along in your poly wagon, while you're eating shape grapes, or even while you're doing the triangle dance.
Go triangle, go triangle, go, go, go triangle.
I'm your host, Angie. Today we have two ship shape stories. First, we will meet a tiny triangle, a brave square, and a mighty octagon. All is well for the shapes until a big bad circle escapes and wreaks havoc on the valley. I wonder who will save the day? Let's find out and begin our first shape story now. The Shape Escape. For now, there was peace in Shape Valley.
Howdy, Square!
Top of the morning to you, Triangle!
Hello, Octagon!
Shapes of all sizes lived side by side in harmony. But for many years, a big circle had bullied all of the shapes in the valley. The naughty circle would carelessly bounce around, knocking over shape houses and leaving round dents in poly wagons. Even after many a stern talking to,
"Please stop!
It's not nice!"
the circle still wouldn't stop its bullying behavior. So, all of the shapes in the valley rallied together to capture the circle. They put it in time out. The circle sat locked away in a fortress at the top of the mountain. To celebrate their victory, the shapes had a shindig. With the big circle out of the way, the shapes liked to squabble over who was the mightiest in the valley. The square thought that having four sides was the best, but the octagon decided that having eight sides was even better. One thing all the shapes could agree on was that they were all mightier than the teeny triangle, who only had three sides.
"Well, I may only have three sides, but they suit me just fine, thank you."
The shapes quibbled and squabbled long into the night. Early the next morning, they awoke to the ground beneath them, quaking and shaking. They all leapt out of their shape houses just in time to see...
Oh no!
...the fortress at the top of the mountain collapse and fall to the ground.
I'm free!
The circle began to rapidly roll down the hill toward the valley.
I'll stop the circle!
The octagon bounded up the hill toward the circle, but its eight sides made the octagon an easy pushover.
Ha ha!
The octagon is falling! We're doomed!
But the brave square was determined to stop the circle. It hopped its way up the hill, ready to square off. The circle tried to shove the four-sided shape out of the way, but the square wouldn't budge.
Ha ha! You'll never roll by the brave square!
Just then, the circle took a giant bounce into the air and flattened the four-sided shape.
Oh no! The circle squashed the square!
Who will save us now?
Well, I guess I could give it a try.
The timid, three-sided figure trekked up the hill. The circle roared with laughter.
Ha 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 ha! How could you possibly stab me with your three teeny sides? I'll flatten you just like I did to that square! Ha 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 ha!
The despicable circle leapt high into the air and prepared to squash the tiny triangle. But when the circle hit the tip of the triangle, it made a pop and disappeared into thin air.
We're saved! Our hero!
The shapes hoisted the tiny triumphant triangle into the air.
Like I said, I may only have three sides, but they suit me just fine.
That was quite the adventure for the shapes. I'm so glad the triangle was there to save the day. If you like today's show, then tell your friends. Let's help get the word out about Story Spectacular. You can subscribe to the show and share on social media. Together, we can have a spectacular shindig. Let's keep the party going. It's time for Jokes with Digger the Dog.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Digger the Dog is joining us again for some brand new jokes about shapes. Take it away, Digger.
Sure. What do you call an angle that's been crushed?
What do you call it?
A rectangle. What did the circle say to the square?
Ah, gee, what did the circle say?
I haven't seen you around. What did the triangle say to the circle?
What?
You're pointless.
Hey.
Gotcha.
Wow, Digger, those were some funny one-liners about shapes. Come back and tell us some more jokes soon.
All right. See you all around.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Wow, that turned out to be a ship-shape episode. We heard the story of the shape escape and how the tiny triangle saved the day. We also learned some silly shape jokes from our friend Digger the Dog. Who knew shapes could be so exciting?
Story Spectacular!
Double feature!
For our second story, we will return to Shape Valley, where all of the shapes are busy harvesting shape grapes for the annual feast. But to their shock, someone has taken the grapes. Let's find out who this mysterious shape caper is and begin our second story now. The Shape Caper. All was well in Shape Valley. A big bully circle had once caused destruction and mayhem for the shapes, but a tiny triangle had saved the day and was now the village hero. Today, the shapes are getting ready for their annual Shape Grape Harvest Festival. There are delicious shape grapes that grow on the trees in Shape Valley. The tasty grapes grow in all shapes and sizes. Now, the shape grapes are perfectly ripe for the plucking. The fruit is harvested and loaded into a big wooden crate for safekeeping before the celebration. Everyone in Shape Valley is now ready to party at the festival and feast on the grapes. Every shape, big and small, gathered in the village square.
Let the Shape Grape Harvest Festival begin!
First, there is a polygon parade. Followed by some delightful square dancing.
And now it's time to feast!
The crate full of shape grapes was wheeled into the square.
Here's the key, Triangle. Why don't you open the crate?
Well, okay. Here I go.
To everyone's shock, someone had stolen the shape grapes.
Our harvest festival is ruined unless we can find the caper that stole our shape grapes. Do you think you can save the day, Triangle?
I'll try my best.
The Triangle trekked off to solve the mystery of who had stolen the shape grapes. As the Triangle reached the end of the village, it saw a grape at the bottom of the hill. Then another one, and then another.
The shape caper must have taken the grapes up over this hill.
The triangle followed the trail of fruit up and over the hill. Finally, the triangle reached a round hole in the side of a steep cliff. The tiny triangle could hear a strange sound coming from the cavern. The three-sided figure inched forward to the round entrance and peered in.
Whoa.
The triangle was shocked to see the big circle snacking on the stolen shape grapes.
Oh dear,
thought the triangle.
How will I ever get past the circle and bring the shape grapes home?
Just then, the circle stopped munching and shouted,
"Who has entered my secret lair?"
The little triangle gathered up all of its courage and stepped out from the shadow.
We meet again, circle.
Yikes! Please don't hurt me, little triangle. I'll do anything, anything!
What's this? You're afraid of me?
Well, yeah! You popped me once before and I was deflated for days! Why, you're the mightiest shape in the whole valley!
The triangle was taken aback.
But why did you steal all of our shape grapes?
Gee, I just wanted a snack! And besides, I didn't think I was welcome back at Shape Valley anymore!
The triangle was amazed and thought for a moment.
Say, I think I have a swell idea on how we can return these shape grapes and welcome you back into the valley. First, we have to make a seesaw.
Ha ha, let's go for it!
The circle fetched a long rectangle-shaped plank of wood, then balanced the wood on the very tip-top of the triangle. The circle placed the crate of shape grapes at one end of the seesaw, and then took a giant leap into the air. The circle bounced on the opposite side of the seesaw. The shape grapes went flying up into the sky. They catapulted over the hill and landed safely in the village square. Then the triangle sat on top of the circle.
Hang on!
The two shapes bounced their way over the hill. Then they boinged their way down to Shape Valley. All of the other shapes gathered around to see.
Our shape grapes are back! And look, it's the triangle!
And oh no, it's the circle!
Yikes!
It's okay, everyone. The circle has finally decided to stop its bullying behavior and would like to help us celebrate.
That's right! I want to say sorry for taking the grapes and sorry for all my reckless bouncing. Now I only bounce for good.
The circle promised to use its bouncing skills to help harvest shape grapes.
Ha ha!
The circle also promised to use its bouncing skills to party on the dance floor.
Ha 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 ha!
Hooray!
And so, the Shape Grape Harvest Festival was saved, all thanks to the little triangle and the big bouncy circle. Triangle and circle. I'm so glad they are now friends. You can connect with all of your friends from Story Spectacular when you join the Story Spectacular Facebook group. Send a note to the shapes or to one of your other favorite characters, like Digger the dog, Birdie, and Tildy the tortoise.
Hooray!
And speaking of Tildy the tortoise, she's back to tell us some more fun facts. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She's traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and have seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about shapes.
Hooray!
Fact one. The mathematical study of shapes is called geometry. Geometry has been around a long, long time. The Greek mathematician named Euclid is often referred to as the father of geometry.
Hi.
He came up with all kinds of interesting ways to measure the size of shapes.
What an acute triangle!
Neato, Tildy. I bet the shapes in Shape Valley love doing geometry.
We sure do. It helps keep us in shape.
Fact two. Triangles are one of the strongest shapes to use in building and construction. The shape is inherently rigid. This is why we see triangle patterns all over in the world around us.
Oh yeah, like when you see a triangle-shaped roof on some houses.
Go, triangle, go!
Fact three. Circles are also very important shapes to civilization.
Ha-ha!
The shape of a circle is the basis for the wheel. This useful design led humans to create gears and many other important circular-based inventions.
Like pizza!
Yum, yum!
Ha ha! You're right, Angie. Pizza is one of the best inventions of all time. If I ever invent something inspired by a shape that's as good as pizza, I'll be sure to come back and let you know. Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to tell us even more fun facts. Goodbye, young shape makers. Today's show was great. I mean, great. We visited with the shapes in Shape Valley as they harvested shape grapes for their annual festival. The circle had stolen the shape grapes. But the triangle tracked the circle and the shape grapes down in time to save the festival.
Hooray!
I'm so glad the triangle and circle are friends now.
Me too!
We also heard some fun facts about shapes from Tildy the Tortoise. Shapes are just great.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn how you can be a part of the show and hear your voice, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the Story Squad and get a free ebook of Digger's daily routine, plus song downloads and printable activity pages. You can also shop for books and spectacular gear. All that and more when you visit storyspectacular.com. Thanks for tuning in to this delightful double feature. I hope you all have a great shape day. Thanks for listening.
See you around.